Praise God. We're going to look at the word of wisdom tonight. And we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12. And the place where the word of wisdom is found is in verse 8. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit. And as we study each gift one by one, we need to take note of verse 4, 5, and 6, which we have mentioned. There are diversities of gifts. And that's talking about all the various types of gifts the Holy Spirit brought forth. There are differences in verse 5 of ministries, but the same Lord. And that's talking about the fivefold office and its different combination. But verse 6 is important to us as we look at each gift one by one. There are diversities of activities. In some translation, it put there are diversities of operations. And that's where we get the word operation. Diversities of operation. And that refers to how one gift can operate in many ways. The same gift. And it's important as we study each gift to see how it can operate through each one of us. And catching up on what we shared on the last session, that these diversities of operation is akin to the five senses, but they are the five spiritual senses. And always remember the five senses: the sense of sight, the sense of smell, and the sense of taste, the sense of hearing, and the sense of touch. When we talk about operations, each gift can operate through each individual differently. As we all know, some of us are better with our ears. A musician usually have very good ears. They can differentiate between tones, semitones, and they know when you're out of tune or in tune. And eagles have very good eyesight, and some people have very good eyesight. And they can see further than most people and distinguish little things that are indistinguishable to a normal person. So each person has a speciality. Of course, to the connoisseur, taste is their best sense. They have developed it. And so operations covers an important area as we look at it. The word of wisdom. Why the word of wisdom? Our definition of the word of wisdom is that it is a revelation of God of things concerning the future. A revelation of God of things concerning the future. Immediately, a word comes to you. Prediction. Right? Definitely, it's very predictive because it sort of prophesy about what will happen in the future. So usually prophets will have this gift operating in their lives. Why is it the word of wisdom? Let's look at it in general. When God first created the world, everything is in a sense His wisdom. If you look at Proverbs chapter 8, it tells us that everything was made based on wisdom. Chapter 8 is like a huge poetry regarding wisdom. And it says in verse 14 and 15, Proverbs chapter 8, counsel is mine, some wisdom, I am understanding, I have strength. By me kings reign and rulers decree justice. By me princes rule and nobles, all the judges of the earth. I love those who love me, those who seek me diligently will find me. And verse 22, the Lord possessed me at the beginning of His way. Before His works of old, I have been established from everlasting, from the beginning, before there was ever an earth. When there were no depths, I was brought forth. When there were no fountains abounding with water, before the mountains were settled, before the hills I was brought forth. While as yet He had not made the earth or the fields or the primeval dust of the world, when He prepared the heavens, I was there. When He drew a circle on the face of the deep, when He established the clouds above, when He strengthened the fountains of the deep, when He assigned to the sea its limit, so that the waters would not transgress His command, when He marked out the foundations of the earth. Then I was beside Him as a master craftsman, and I was daily His delight, rejoicing always before Him, rejoicing in His inhabited world, and my delight was with the sons of men. And that's a powerful statement of what wisdom is. And apparently wisdom exists before everything else exists. And so that's why it's called the world of wisdom. Look at everything that we can know of God and all the creation of God as originally or originating from wisdom. In the New Testament, the Bible expresses it in this way in John chapter 1 verse 1. In the beginning was the Word. And the word there is Logos. And the Logos was with God, and the Logos was God. And that's in reference to the second person of the Godhead, that is Jesus. Jesus is wisdom. Jesus is everything. And especially the attribute of wisdom ties up to the second person of the Godhead, Jesus. And as we read in Proverbs 8 just now, wisdom speaks about everything of God, especially things that are not yet in existence, as you saw in Proverbs 8. And so God knows everything from beginning to end. He's the Alpha and Omega, beginning and the end. And right now, He knows all the ending, and this is all the totality of things that are yet to come. Some things have already come to pass up to this state of creation. And there are other things that in our reality, it doesn't exist yet. In God's reality, it already exists. To God, everything is past tense because it exists. Past, present, future are one dimension. To us, there's a past, there's a present, there's a future. And so as far as we are concerned, the wisdom of God has to do with things that are not existing yet in our dimension. From time to time, as the Spirit wills, God takes a portion of His wisdom, just one tiny portion. He doesn't reveal everything to just one person. He takes a portion of the wisdom and He drops it into the heart of a person. Today is Valentine's Day, right? So let's draw a heart there. And so He drops it into the heart of a spirit of a prophet, whatever. And so the prophet catches this and says, yeah, I can see some things in the future. And it sounds so powerful because it's everything that's yet to come to pass. But it's easy for God. He just takes a word of wisdom. And that's how we define it as a revelation of things concerning the future. A word of wisdom. Which is different from general wisdom. Now, general wisdom is also interesting, general wisdom or spirit of wisdom, because when you have general wisdom, you do have the ability to flow and do the right things, and that changes the future. And the Bible did exhort us to pray for wisdom. Solomon in 1 Kings 4 received the wisdom of God, and that wisdom enabled him to understand many, many things. And in James chapter 1, we are told that if any man lacks wisdom, let him pray and ask that from God. And everyone can receive, every Christian who claims James chapter 1 can receive the wisdom of God. That's for everyone. Everyone. You pray, God gives it to you. Wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God is a general wisdom. Not necessarily predictive, but that general wisdom enables you to handle your life and bring you towards the secure future that God has for you. So it is important. The word of wisdom is only for some, as the Spirit gives. And in this area of where everyone can have that, do you know that every Christian has the wisdom of God in their life? The Spirit of wisdom is a promise. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 17 and 18. Paul prayed for the Ephesians that God would give them the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. And in the Gospel of John, we are told that the Spirit will show you things to come. And that's not talking about the word of wisdom, the gift of the Spirit, but that's talking about how every Christian can have a sense of the future. What is to come. That's His promise to every Christian. And its operation is from the human spirit. Small h, small s. And as you develop your human spirit, it can sometimes seem as if you know things to come without necessarily operating the word of wisdom. Because of the high level of development of your human spirit. However, the gift of the word of wisdom stands by itself very powerfully. And it's important for us to understand the gift of the word of wisdom. A revelation of things concerning the future. The word of wisdom is a gift that usually functions in someone called to the office of a prophet. Prophets predict the future or declare what is to come by the word of wisdom. In the Old Testament, the word prophet, there are two Hebrew words for prophet. The most common is the word Nabi. And the other word is the word Chozer. Nabi, Chozer. Nabi is the common word that is translated prophet. Chozer is normally translated seer, someone who sees. The seer. That's an Old Testament word for prophet, the seer. And usually the word chose refers to someone who can see into the spirit realm and know the things of the future. And then in the New Testament, there are two words that distinguish this gift operating. One is the word prophecy, which is a noun, and the other is the word prophesy, which is a verb. In the Greek, of course, prophecy is romanized as prophetia, P-R-O-P-H-E-T-I-A. And a verb is romanized as prophetio. Nineteen times when the word prophetia is used, it has, which is the word prophecy, the noun, it has always been used to refer to the function of the gift of prophecy. But 28 times when the word prophesy, the verb, is used, it has been used generally. It includes more than the gift of prophecy. To prophesy include operating the word of wisdom, it include operating the word of knowledge, it include speaking forth a lot of things to prophesy. So it seems to be used more generally. For example, in Gospel of Luke chapter 22, they blindfolded Jesus and then they were beating him up and mocking him. And as he was blindfolded and they slapped him and punched him, they asked this question in Gospel of Luke chapter 22. Prophesy. Who hit you? What were they asking? They were asking Jesus to function in the word of knowledge. Tell us who is the one who hit you. And the general gift of prophecy is not necessarily predictive. It's just comfort, exhort, and edify, which we'll touch on later. But the general prophesy include the operation of the word of wisdom and the word of knowledge. And can be any other revelation of God. Another good example. You notice that in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, Paul says that the Holy Spirit gives gifts as He wills. Some this, some that, different gifts, and among them the gift of prophecy. But when he comes to 1 Corinthians 14, he says, I desire that you may all prophesy. And then he includes among prophesying, he says, if all of you prophesy and an unbeliever comes among you, then his heart is exposed and he will know that God is in your midst. Now that's more than the gift of prophecy. That includes the operation of the word of knowledge. And there's a revelation element of prophesying. So know that they are used differently in the Greek New Testament. The verb is a very general word. Anyone who supernaturally speaks is prophesying. And so you could prophesy a word of wisdom. And that's an important distinguishing mark that we are making here. Now let's look at a word of wisdom that can come in a prophet prophesying. Another point to conclude this one is that Paul cannot be illogical or contradicting himself. In 1 Corinthians 12, he says only some have the gifts of the Spirit, different gifts. But in 1 Corinthians 14, he implied that almost everyone can learn to prophesy. So he cannot be contradicting himself. So the gift of prophecy is definitely for some, not all. But prophesying, the ability to speak supernaturally, which operates every other gift. He says some have a psalm, hymn, spiritual song, a revelation, a tongue, whatever. That is just prophesying, speaking forth with great utterance. And in the English, sometimes we have words like that. Some words go wider in their meaning. So you can prophesy a word of wisdom. Having defined that, we need to look in the Old Testament and see some of the operation of the word of wisdom. Understanding that its definition is a revelation of things concerning the future. Let's look at Moses as he predicts some things that will take place in Deuteronomy chapter 18. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, Moses started prophesying about some things in the future. From verse 15 to 22, he says in Deuteronomy 18, 15 to 22, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet like me from your midst, from your brethren. And verse 18, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brethren. And I continue to speak about this prophet. And sometimes in your translation, it has a capital P, especially in verse 18. And when was this prophecy fulfilled? It was fulfilled in Jesus and in the book of Acts when Peter was preaching. He quotes this very prophecy that was given by Moses and speak about how Moses prophesied that God will raise up a prophet from the midst of the people. And it says, this Jesus is the one in Acts chapter 3, verse 22. Moses truly said to the fathers, the Lord your God will raise up for you a prophet. And so that was a word of wisdom that Moses operated on. He spoke about some things that will come to pass in the future. And apparently, if a person have the word of wisdom in their life, it does qualify them to be a prophet. And it can even start operating from, interestingly, before they come to know the Lord. In fact, I believe a lot of these people who don't know the Lord, who seem to operate that, it's because they have the devil took what is God and used it for himself. And that's sad. See, the devil never creates. He only steals and reuses it in an evil way. So it's important. Only our God can create. The devil can never. He just abuse and misuse what God has already given. In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 13, that phenomena is mentioned when it says, verse 1, Deuteronomy 13, verse 1. If there arises among you a prophet or a dreamer of dreams, and he gives you a sign or a wonder. Now, here's a gift operating. He says, if there arises. Implying not everyone will have it, but there are some who have it, and they just operate it. See, the good thing about the gifts of the Spirit is that it is not because of who you are, or how old you have been a Christian, or how young you have been a Christian. It's just a gift that is part of your destiny. Remember, the gifts qualify you for the ministry. So they already start operating sometimes before you come to know the Lord. After you come to know the Lord, even when you're a young baby Christian, You don't have. You, sometimes it even operates without you praying much. And some people get away with that, but that's not supposed to be. It can operate better if you pray more or have more of the word. A gift is just a gift. Whereas, that which develops from the human spirit takes some effort and growth. And so we have the word of wisdom operating in this dimension. And then we have some examples in the Bible of, for example, of Samuel, how he first became a prophet. And as we look at the word of wisdom, knowing how it operates and what happens, some people operate it through just speaking it forth. When Moses was speaking it forth in Deuteronomy chapter 18, he may not be seeing any vision. It just flows. It's just like a flow of words coming out from him. And so I would say that that would, instead of taste here, I put the word mouth right here, is nose, eyes, ears, hands or actions. These are the various methods that can operate. It can operate through eyes, nose, mouth, ears, hand, action. And Moses, as he spoke the word, it just came out. The rest of the word of wisdom came forth in a predictive sense. Whereas for Samuel, who was just a little boy at that time, Bible tells us that one day when he was in the temple, he heard this voice in 1 Samuel 3. And the voice calls him, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel didn't see anything, but he heard a voice. And Samuel thought it was Eli. He ran to Eli a few times, and then Eli said, I didn't call you. In the end, Eli discerned that it could be the Lord calling him. He said, the next time the Lord calls you, say, speak, Lord, for thy servant hear it. So the next time you hear, Samuel, Samuel. And Samuel said, speak, Lord, for thy servant hear it. And the Lord gave him a prophecy, a word of wisdom. Something in the future. And the Lord, and it was not very nice though. It was a judgmental thing. And it says in verse 11, Samuel, first Samuel chapter 3, verse 11. Behold, I will do something in Israel and all the judgment that was to follow. How did Samuel receive it? Now, we know he received it, but the question we are examining today is how. He received it through his ears. Where is his ear? There, his ears. His ears. He heard and received, and then he spoke. And everyone knew that he was a prophet. Another person who is a prophet, who is more through his mouth, is David. David, the sweet psalmist. We are told in the book of 2 Samuel, just towards the end of his life. 2 Samuel. That David, in 2 Samuel 23, verse 2. 2 Samuel chapter 23, verse 2. It says, the Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and His word was on my tongue. Now, he apparently didn't have a vision. I'm sure sometimes he did have some visions, but he did not have a vision. And he may not be hearing anything. But you know how sometimes when you begin speaking some things, the rest just flow out from somewhere within you. And that's an operation through what I call the mouth. And a lot of prophets function that way too. And it says that he was a sweet psalmist, and it says the Lord, the Spirit of the Lord spoke by me, and his word was on my tongue. And some of the things he speaks, he may not understand. But it came out as a prophecy. For example, in Acts chapter 2, in quoting David's psalm, Peter here says in chapter 2 of Acts, verse 30, he says, therefore, being a prophet. Now, he calls David a prophet. That means David operated a word of wisdom. And he says, being a prophet, he says, David predicts the death and resurrection of Jesus. Isn't that powerful? You read Psalms 22, it's amazing how much of it predict the crucifixion of Jesus. Even up to the phrase, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? powerful. Psalms 22 is Jesus dying on the cross. Psalms 23 is Jesus with us today. Psalms 24 is Jesus in His coming again. There's so many prophecies. In fact, the book of Psalms and the book of Isaiah are the two most quoted books. The book of Psalms is one of the most quoted books in the Bible, in the New Testament. Because there's so many prophecies. It came through the mouth. As he was singing, you know, Lord, I worship you. Oh, Lord, you are good. And suddenly something grabs hold of him. My God, why has thou forsaken? A new song came to him. And as he sang that song, my God, it became a prophecy. To him, it may be a song, but it was a prophecy. And a lot of other things. So that is another way the word of wisdom can flow. Through singing. Another way, of course, is through the ears. And in the next session, we'll look at how it can flow in other ways. And see the operation of the word of wisdom. And understand more how this gift operates. Praise God. Let's go to God in prayer.